gather together, Lord, to learn from the scripture about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord your people and even those who are still on their way. I pray that you will bless all of us. Give us victory in our service today. And thank you, Lord, for gathering us together in this place once again. And bless all of us with that. Again, Lord, give us victory. Give us joy in learning your words. And thinking about your coming is an exciting event, Lord, and we look forward to your coming, and I pray that we all be seeing you glorified in your throne, and seeing the people, Lord, pressing you and give their hearts to you. Bless, Lord, our Sunday school this morning, and help me also as I deliver your prayer. Amen. Amen. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to earth. So we talk about the facts about this, and we also talk about the time of his return. We do not know. No angels, no human beings will know when is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And but we have signs. We learn the signs of his return. We see the events. We see the things are happening around us. These are the signs of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rise of the Greek nation, the revival of an empire in Europe, and the ability of man to destroy the earth, because that is spoken in Revelation. And also the increase in travel and knowledge in the time of the end, also is mentioned by the book of Daniel. People will travel to and fro, and knowledge will increase. And also we will see in the coming days, months, or years, maybe, the one world money system. And also we talk about the study of the second coming and why, the reason why we need to study about this. And also we talked about the order of events. The order of events. Now we are at the stage we call this church age. We are in this point in time, and what we are waiting for is the rapture. When rapture strikes, then immediately we'll start the 7-year tribulation. And also at that same period of time, the 7-year judgment seat of Christ up in the air, because the saved will be come up into the air to meet the Lord. And then from there, the rapture, the 7-year tribulation, we talked about that already 3 weeks ago. And then the judgment seat of Christ, we also talked about this. Then last Sunday, we talked about the marriage of the Lamb, and then and also the second coming of Christ to earth. So it's spoken in Zechariah and Matthew and Daniel. Now we will jump into this battle of Armageddon. So we will talk. We will see from the scripture the verses that we base this from, and we see to ourselves what are these verses that written in the Bible about the battle of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17, verse number, or chapter 19, verse number 17. Revelation chapter 19, verse number 17. Verse 17 to 21. The Bible says, "And I saw an angel ascending in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the boughs that lie in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, verse number 31. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, which sword proceeded out from his mouth, and all the mouths were filled with their flesh. This is the battle that God is going to do. He is going to come down, and us who are saved by his grace, saved in the rapture, will come down together with him, but we will just follow him. He will be in his white horse. And then, when he battles the battle of Armageddon, he will speak the words, and these people will hear his words, but that word is like a sword that will pierce them and then kill them. So, the battle of Armageddon is spoken already here in Revelation. And also, let's take a look at Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14. Right? And verse number 1 to 15. I'll read this. The Bible says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem from the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that the living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea, in summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Kedar into Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate, unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel, unto the king's cypresses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more other destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall be shoot away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall be shoot away in their holes, and their tongue shall be shoot away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold everyone in the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and marble in great abundance. Verse 15, and so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, of the ass, and of the beast that shall be in this tent as his plague. So this is the battle of Armageddon, and then at the end of this year of tribulation that the Lord Jesus Christ or the armies of the Antichrist of all the nations gathered around Israel to destroy the Jews. They are going to attempt to destroy the Jews because I think in that time only the Jews will not bow down to the Antichrist. So in Revelation chapter 16, verse number 12, it's mentioned there, Revelation 16, verse number 12 to verse number 16, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of demons, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So this is the spirits of the devil working in these two people, the beast and also the false prophet. And this is the Antichrist that will lead this nation, this world, to fight against this battle. But the Lord Jesus Christ will take care of that, and he will fight also this battle. And the Lord Jesus Christ and all the saints in that moment will return from heaven, will descend from heaven, and for a touchdown on earth. And it is mentioned already there in, we have read already from Revelation chapter 19. But here we will start reading from verse number 11. Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11. It says, and I saw heaven open, and behold the white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And remember John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse number 14 of that book of John, chapter 1, the Word was made flesh. That is the Lord Jesus Christ incarnate, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And he is the Word of God. And here in Revelation 19, verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. This is the armory. This is the sword that the Lord Jesus Christ will use to battle against the nations, the armies. So he doesn't come to have a nuclear bomb. It's just his mouth. Comes from his mouth, it's like a sword. When people hear it, when the armies of the world will hear it, they will just be killed. They will just die. Because they will die from the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treated the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this is the time that the Lord Jesus Christ will defeat these nations, will defeat the armies of the Antichrist, the armies of Satan. So Christ defeats the armies of the enemy at the plain of Megiddo. So let's take a look at Revelation chapter 14, verse number 14. Revelation chapter 14, verse number 14 to 20. Bible says, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon that cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and on his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had a power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had a sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlong. In other words, here, this is the winepress of blood. And then here, the blood will flow 3 feet high, 200 miles long. So it's really a big flood of blood. So this is a great slaughter. A lot of people will die. And the armies of the world will die in this battle. Because all the armies of the world will go against Israel by this time. Why all the armies, Master? What happened in America? Will join in. Australia, they're Christian countries. Are there many Christians in those countries? Yes, because the Christians are already taken in the rapture. What will be left in the nations are all unbelievers. And the armies this time are all composed of unbelievers. And therefore, there will be a great battle, but all of them will die because of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he speaks the word, they will hear it and die. So here, after the victory at Megiddo, it is mentioned in Isaiah. Let's take a look at this. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 to 6. The Lord Jesus Christ comes and stands on the Mount of Olives. This is now going to be split east and west. And notice here from Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 to 6. Who is this that cometh from Edom with thine garments from Israel? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, my mighty say, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine pack? I have trodden the winepress alone, and for the people there was none with me, for I will treat them in my anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own heart brought salvation unto me, and my fury is upheld me. And I will treat down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and will bring down their strength to the earth. Now go back to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 4. It says that, and his feet shall stand in the day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, for the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. In other words, they will break apart and they will separate themselves. So, and here, we'll separate towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. So it's like, if you imagine these things happening from east and west, they will be asunder, so they will separate from each other. And here, the north also and the south will separate from each other. So there will be a great valley in the middle. In Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 and 2, Ezekiel chapter 43, Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 and 2, afterward he brought me into the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. So this is the victory at Megiddo and Bosra, and here the Lord Jesus Christ will then be the king over all earth. And the people that attack Jerusalem will be plagued by what seems to be perhaps nuclear explosion. And this is, you know, the nuclear weapon is just to harm the people with themselves, not really to fight against the Lord, because there's no way. But these nuclear weapons will just be the weapon that will hurt themselves. And Zechariah again, chapter 14, verses 12 to 15. Notice here, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall be chewed away while they stand upon their feet. And notice this, while the people watching, while they are watching and standing, and you can feel, you can see the suddenness of this eruption. It is very sudden that the people standing there, arrayed in battle, they have no chance of moving their bodies. And then they are caught with this very sudden blast. And again, this is perhaps a very picture of nuclear explosion. That there's no way you can run. There's no way you can scratch your head. It's gone. It's going to be very fast. Again, I will read again Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 12. Seemingly nuclear explosion here. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. So this is the armies of the world that circle around Jerusalem. They want Jerusalem out of the map. And their flesh, now this is their flesh, shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. They had no chance of dropping themselves to the ground to cover while they were standing. And he said, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. In other words, like they're, while they're standing, their flesh will just be heated up so quickly. What will be left will be just bones and skeleton. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor, and Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these things as this plague. Okay. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 24, verses 5 to 6. It says, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Now, the laws of the land are changing. They are changing it to make it more ungodly. In America, they changed the laws to make it more ungodly. Killing of babies. It's not, that was criminalized before. It is a crime to abort babies from the womb. But now, it's no longer a crime because they changed the laws. Now they changed the laws of killing human beings. Now it's allowed to kill elderly people because of euthanasia. So they change the laws. And it happens in our days. It happens just within the span of 10 years, most of these laws that are, that give sanctity to life are changing in our days very, very rapidly. And notice here, this is the reason why I believe that the Lord and His anger will be coming to earth. The earth also shall be defiled under the inhabitants thereof, the people, the leaders of the people, and also the people who voted these people. They voted all these green parties, they voted labor, and all these parties are against God, against godly laws. They change the laws according to their own ungodliness. So, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant, therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. So these are the events during the Battle of Armageddon, and we will see this is the point in time wherein the Jews will be converted, because they will see their Messiah that they were waiting for a long time. Until today, they are waiting for the Christ to come, because they rejected the Christ that came 2,000 years ago. They are looking forward for the coming of the Messiah, the Christ. But Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ came already, and what He's going to do is to come the second time to give us, victory in our flesh. And here, the Jews will be converted when Jesus Christ arrived. So, this is by way of rescuing Israel. Actually, the Battle of Armageddon will happen because the Lord Jesus Christ will rescue Israel from that moment. And the Jews, by the time, will notice the wounds. They can see the wound of the Lord Jesus Christ and in His hands, and realize that they were the ones crucifying Him. The long-awaited Messiah. Zechariah chapter 13, verse number 6. Zechariah chapter 13, verse number 6. Bible says, the one shall say unto him, unto the Lord Jesus, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. The Lord Jesus Christ came to save Israel and all the people. He called them friends. And then he suffered from the hands of his friends. That's what happened there. It's already prophesied that the Lord Jesus Christ will be seen by the Jews with his hands, with the wounds in his hand. And then this causes the repentance of Israel, the mourning, and resulting in the Jewish people being saved by calling on Christ to be their Savior. This will be the only time that these people will be saved. These people will come to Christ, to acknowledge Christ. Zechariah chapter 12, verse number 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David, Israel, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me, whom they have cursed, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. This is a real repentance for Israel. Israel, by this time, will really repent, and that they will cry unto the Lord to ask for forgiveness of what they have done. Why they did not believe in Christ the first time. So, and they shall look upon me, whom they have cursed, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. They will really regret of what they have done to Jesus Christ. Right now, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Remember that. Israel does not believe in Jesus Christ yet, but by this moment, they will be bitter. and cry and regret for what they have done. Zechariah chapter 13, verse number 9. Zechariah chapter 13, verse number 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. That means Jesus Christ will be their God. So that will be a change of heart for the Jews. Then the Jews all over the earth are then regathered into Israel. That will be the only time also that these Jewish people will be regathered to Israel. Let's take a look at this Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 11. Bible says here, and it shall come to pass in that day. This is the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the Lord shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. So that is the regathering of these people together. In chapter 43 of Isaiah, chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 5 to 7, it says, Bible says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. This is the final gathering of this people, because they will acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as their God. And let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 8. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a doves to their windows? Verse 9. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verse number 31. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So this is going to be happening when the Lord Jesus Christ will return. Now, once all these things will be done, then the whole world will be reorganized. There will be a big reorganization of the world. Because by this time, Satan will be put in prison. Satan will be bound in the pit in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 1 to 3. There will be great peace in the world, all over the world, when Jesus Christ reigns, because Satan is absent. Satan will be in prison for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse number 1 to 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. So this is what happened, brothers and sisters. We are here in this time of the church age. What we are waiting right now is the rapture, when all the Christians all over the world, not just Christian in name, Christians who have Christ. It's not because you go to a Christian church, you are a Christian. It's not because you are raised in a Christian home and you are a Christian. It's not because you are baptized when you were an infant, you are a Christian. The Christians are those who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. The Christians are those who accepted Christ as their Savior. When they said, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, Lord, by faith, come into my heart. I open my heart, come into my soul, and save my soul. So when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the moment that you are born again. And by that moment, you are, as the Bible declares, you are saved, you are a Christian. So when you are saved, when you are a Christian, and the time of the coming Jesus Christ will arrive, then you will be together with the saints, together with all the saved. Then you will be shook up into the sky. Your body will be changed. The dead in Christ, they will be raised. They will be given bodies also. Then we together will meet the Lord in the air. And once we meet the Lord in the air, that will begin on earth the 7-year tribulation period. Because by that time, there will be a great chaos. Great chaos, because people disappear by the millions. A lot of companies, all the companies in the world will shut down. No operation, no movement, no trading, no factories, nothing. Everything will be put to a stop because of the great disappearance of many people. And by that time, the world will be needing someone to lead them. And the Antichrist will be revealed. The man of sin, the Bible says, the man of sin will be revealed. Right now, we do not know who's that person. But I believe he is here right now on earth. But even himself, maybe he doesn't know. The Antichrist, maybe himself doesn't know that he is the one. Because no one will know him until that moment of chaos. And the spirit of Satan will come into him. When the spirit of Satan comes into him, then he will have ideas on how to reorganize the world, because it is a great mess. That is why he is called Antichrist. The word Christ is Savior, but he is Antichrist, because he will save the world. He will save the economy, he will save the nations, and there will be a great, gathering of people, and then this person, the man of sin, will be revealed, and he will be crowned as the king of the one world government. And he will rule. And then, that's only for 7 years. And then he will command all people to depart. Because he wants to know how many people that are there to be ruled. So he will require the mark. And he will require the marking in the right hand or in the forehead. And then, there are people that will not do that, because even though they are not Christians, but they know it. They heard the preaching about it, and they know that what's going to happen to them if they have the mark, so they will refuse to receive the mark. And Antichrist will consider them as rebels. So for the first 3.5 years, voluntary, everyone can go to the center for the marking, for the injection of that, maybe microchips, in the right hand or in the forehead, because it's written in the Bible. Where is it going to be placed? Only in the right hand and in the forehead. No other place. Why not in the left hand? Why not in the leg? But the Bible says in the right hand and the forehead. So, it will be voluntary for the first 3.5 years. But after the 3.5 years, and people still reluctant in the procedure of marking, then the armies will go to the house. and force people to have the mark. Or if they don't receive the mark, they will be put to death. So what these people will do, as the Bible said, they will flee into the mountains. They will go into the places where away from the society. Because anyway, they cannot buy, they cannot sell, they cannot ride the bus, they cannot buy in Camptown or Park and Save. They cannot go to places, they cannot ride the bus without the mark. That is the only way that they can be among the people in the society. So, but they don't want it because that would mean their soul is sold to the lake of fire. Let's say that. So whatever happens, they will not do it, they will not allow it, so they will flee to the mountains. Exactly what the Bible says about that. It's already told in the Bible what these people will do. They will flee to the mountains. And now, Satan, I mean the Antichrist, will rule this world somehow, peacefully, back to business, everyone back to business, make money. But that is also the period of the Lord Jesus Christ, judgment seat of Christ, you know, in the sky. And then the marriage of the Lamb. And then after that, the Lord Jesus Christ will come down, and the Antichrist also will come down, I mean, will finalize everything to consolidate the power over all earth, but he could not. Why he could not consolidate all the power of all earth? Because of Israel. Because Israel is hard-headed. They don't submit the power of the Antichrist. The only nation in the world that will resist that is Israel. And therefore, this Antichrist will command all nations to send their armies to bomb Israel and to eradicate Israel out of the map. And once they will be gathered there together, the Lord Jesus Christ will arrive before they will, you know, push the button to strike Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ will arrive. Then that is the commencement of the Battle of Armageddon. So here, everything is laid down in the Bible. That is why it's a, you know, we are so blessed that we will be part of the first resurrection. Chapter 20 of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 6. Brothers and sisters, if there's anyone here that is not saved, if you know that when you die today, you do not know where you're going, then you are not saved. Because heaven is not a place of guesswork. Heaven is a prepared place by Jesus Christ for a prepared person on earth. What's a prepared person? That person, before death comes to him, he asks God, Jesus Christ, to come into his life, to save him from his soul. Before we read this, Revelation 20, verse 6, let's go to Romans 10:9. That person should do this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, confession of the mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. This is what God wants us to do while we are alive. That is why we need to be born again. If you do this, you will be born again, because it is not your work, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you ask God by the power of the Holy Spirit to come into your life, you will say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save my soul. The Holy Spirit will come into you if you believe with all your heart. But if it is just for the sake of repeating, it won't work. But deep within your heart, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you invite him to come into your life, because he is there. When you ask him in prayer, he is there. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is knocking already. He wants to come into your life. He wants to come into your heart. And once you open the door of your heart, and you will say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life and save my soul. By faith, Lord, I will open my heart and come. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, if anyone will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. He said, I will never refuse you. So if you come to the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You will never be missed. The Lord Jesus will come into your heart. Now, once you have that, you are prepared. You are ready for His coming. But although we still have to prepare, still, you know, we prepare our soul, but also we prepare our works. Because we have to do the work that Jesus Christ wants us to do. What are the works? Help also other people who are not saved to be saved. Influence people to be saved, like you are saved. Influence people who do not believe in Christ to believe in Christ. So that Jesus Christ will be glorified in your life. Now, when you do that, Revelation 20 verse number 6 is for you. Revelation chapter 20 verse number 6, blessed and holy is He, that's you and me, that has part in the first resurrection. The word first resurrection referred to the rapture of our soul while we are here with Jesus Christ, calls us in the rapture. We will meet Him in the air. That is the first resurrection. And those people that will be part of that rapture, that first resurrection, are blessed people. They are holy people. On such the second death that no power. We will never die. Again, the second time. Second death that no power. And he said, the Bible says, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. So that's what's going to happen to the believers. So I hope, brothers and sisters, if you want to know Christ, if you want to receive Christ, to be sure about that, come to me and ask me, and I will show you, and I will show you from the scriptures that you can be saved today. 100% sure that you can know that when you die, your soul will go to heaven. Let's bow our heads and pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the moments right now in our Sunday school. Lord, I pray that the words, the verses securing our salvation are clear in the mind and the heart of these people. And also, Lord, thank you for the Bible that tells us about the coming event of this world. Lord, we are now in this church age, and what comes next is the rapture. And in that rapture will follow after that the 7-year tribulation here on earth and the 7-year judgment of Christ in the sky, in the air. And then, Lord, the marriage of the Lamb also will happen there. And then the Lord Jesus Christ will touch down in the valley of Megiddo to battle the battle of Armageddon, and will win in that battle. And then Satan will be taken and put in his prison 1,000 years in the book of the spirit. And the Lord Jesus Christ will reign for that 1,000 years without Satan in this world. So a perfect place, a perfect environment. And Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ will be crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And all of us will live together to reign as the Lord Jesus Christ reigns. Lord, thank you for this Bible and the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the assurance and knowledge of where are we heading from here. Lord, thank you that you have also laid this down to us so that we understand where are we going and where is our destination. And Father, thank you for revealing this to us. We commit you, Lord, this lesson, and I pray, O God, that all the people that are here today will understand this from the heart. Lord, once again, Lord, I ask you to please bless the remainder of our service this morning. We will do everything in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's